This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And it looks like the weather doesn't win tonight. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, normally this time of day, I've come to look at these segments as sort of the funnest PSAs you could possibly imagine. But you can't imagine where we're going to take it right now, because once again, I am joined by Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. What's up?
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Yeah. Last night I had all kinds of issues, man. I mean, it seems like I have these storms that happen right at showtime.
As you would expect.
And I thought I had this high-speed internet system hooked up with the home internet system, right? And apparently, even though I had one high-speed and one just regular, because it all came in on a regular line, which they forgot to tell me about that part. So it's been giving me issues with the whole internet interweb thingies, but we're going to fix that tomorrow because we're going to throw some equipment out there in the street. But anyway,
well, I'm glad the weather is allowing you to have me join you tonight.
Me too. That was the main thing. I was like, I gotta work tonight. So anyway, now my understanding is you want to talk to some people about. Well, first of all, you got another T-shirt coming out, don't you?
Every week. But this one, actually, you know what? Last week was a very fun one, and I spent some time talking about it. It's gone now. Like, it was a limited edition. It was Speed, Surprise, and Violence of Action. I was really excited about it. It did ridiculously well. But this week's it doesn't get released until tomorrow, but I'm really excited about it. It's a little bit different than what we normally do. We're probably going to catch a little bit of grief for it, and I'm okay with that. But what we've done is we've taken our spin, on an American flag, but it is tattered and it's torn, and it's that we've chosen to display it in that way for a very good reason. A very good friend of mine, I lived 4 years with in Iraq. He was my chew mate. And he knows me better than, most people on the planet. But he said something to me once, and it stuck. Man, it really stuck, and I'll never forget it. And he said, "Old glory shines the brightest when shrapnel lets the light shine through." And, it stuck with me over the years. And like most designs at PHU, we put a lot of thought to them. We do throw up some funny stuff and some easy stuff. But many of our designs are very sentimental and have a lot of meaning to them.
Right.
And it's really no different with this one, but it's taken a long time for us to kindly, try to figure out how to properly translate that thought, this idea that I just shared with you into art. And that can be very challenging sometimes. And, today, in this current state that we're in, it's become trendy to disrespect the flag. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And as veterans, you and I, we have a different appreciation for the flag, like a lot of, other Americans. But to us, it's more than just some fabric that's stitched together that, just that people just hang up and, whatever. Although a lot of the opinions of veterans and, true red-blooded Americans, they may differ a little bit, but we all see it as a symbol. But a symbol of, what? Is it freedom, liberty, courage? Justice, bravery, so on. But, it's all going to be somewhere in that neighborhood. But to show the flag in this light, being tattered and torn and battle-worn, it also, to us, it symbolizes the cost of that freedom. And that's where we really, like, we'll probably catch a little bit of grief about it, but it'll be from people that don't really understand what we're trying to accomplish here. But to us, like many of us, especially, you know, we've been at war now for, my goodness, 17 years. Yep. You know, that freedom doesn't come easy. And today, many people take that freedom for granted. You know, it's a thing. If we never had to, and people say this all the time, if we never had to endure conflict and struggle, we wouldn't appreciate the good times so much. Well, I think the same thing really goes for our freedom. To those that haven't had to fight for it or put anything on the line for it, they don't appreciate it as much as the people that, you know, have bled for it and died for it or lost loved ones for it. And, you know, really that's what we were trying to accomplish with this design. So it may just look like a design to some people, but I can tell you, like, in, you know, whether it's attitude or it's got, you know, some kind of very significant meaning, we really do try to, you know, put meaning, you know, stitch meaning into, you know, every piece of apparel that we put out. So, you know, I'm not all hyped up and like jumping up and down, energized in this, because I feel like this, I've got a little bit of a sentimental connection to this design. But, you know, really that's where this one is for the week.
Well,
I hope,
you know,
a lot of people love it.
Yeah. I think the problem with most people that haven't served in the military is they don't understand the nature of their freedom. It's something that is very much taken for granted. And for somebody who's actually been out there and safeguarded it, you know, whether you lost friends or not while you were doing it, that becomes a time that, you know, it's sort of like the time of our life, isn't it? It's when we're at our height.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't even really apply only to, you know, veterans, because, you know, I'm saying abroad or, you know, enemies here at home. Like, we're currently fighting, you know, daily for our Second Amendment rights, people that are trying to rip those away. And the people, I would argue, the people that are fighting for those rights see the same kind of symbolism in the flag as I do, whether they have served and gone to war or not. But they are fighting for something that means so much more than to these people that would probably give that freedom away, but also are the same people that just disrespect the flag or see it as a piece of fabric.
Right.
So it comes down to a mindset. It comes down to, you know, just, you know, who we are.
Yeah, when I got out of the service, it was a very interesting time, because I went into the beer business, and I'm riding in a truck with somebody, and he was asking me how I felt about the flag burnings. I said, well, probably not a good idea to do that in front of me. And he said,
yeah.
Why? And I said, well, he said, it's just a piece of fabric. I said, yeah, but it's a piece of fabric that represents something I vowed to defend. So if I let you get by with burning it, that, you know, you might take that to mean that I won't still defend it. And, well, that's probably just not a good idea. Because I'm not alone in this. You know, you think, I'm the veteran in the truck with you, but you're going to get out here in a minute, and for every, you know, for every 100 people you're going to be around, 2 or 3 of them are going to be veterans. And
right.
Since we're going in all these places that are major venues for, you know, shopping, that means you're going to be around veterans every time you get out of your vehicle. And you don't know who we are, because we circulate amongst you, and we do it quite respectfully, because we understand what we did for you. But yeah, you don't want to go there. You really don't want to go there. So anyway, I presume this is gonna kick off when?
Tomorrow.
So.
Thursdays are our day every week. Thursday.
So will this be all? Will this be Thursday, and will it go on through the end of the week, or will it be over with on the 4th?
No, we typically go Thursdays to Tuesdays for limited edition tees. So it'll be available tomorrow evening, and then at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning, Central Standard, boom, they're cut off, never to be seen again.
This would be a shirt. This is a shirt to buy to show that subtle resolution.
Sure.
You know, for people listening, this is a shirt to buy for that subtle resolution. This kind of stuff is not flashy, but it is very determined. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Packfitters Union. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to singing Pat, you crazy man. You know you're a great musician when you don't want to play your oldies, even though that's how everybody knows you. Talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. Faith No More. You never hear them singing any of their old stuff that was the stuff back in the day, you know. So that's because Patton's out there saying, but I like the new song so much better that nobody's ever heard of and nobody even knows the words. But anyway, I digress. You and I, we discuss the whole veteran thing a lot, but, you know,
we
don't really discuss the journey to that, do we?
No. Or before, you know, that moment, like last week, this is a great time for me to say it again, that moment before the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't ever really talk about that moment before the moment. And something happened this week in the office. You know, I tell you how busy I am every time, you know, we speak.
Right.
And most people that know me know, like, you know, I'm very hard to get on the phone. The best thing to ever do is just send me a text message. Don't leave me a voicemail because I'm not listening to it. It's just not happening. But this week, somebody showed up in the office, which is, you know, it happens all the time. You know, people show up, you know, they want to stop by PHU. They want to see Lincoln. But this week it was something kind of different, something special. It wasn't somebody who just wanted to show up and, you know, snap a few pictures or whatever. It's a friend of mine. And he had his son in tow. And he, you know, they came and sat down in my office. And the question was, hey, my son wants to join the military. And I want to bend your ear about it. Like, I want to spend some time. And at that moment, it was done. Like, it was done. I turned off my ringer. I put my cell phone in my drawer and said, all right, we're going to have the talk. Like, I'm going to respect this moment like it deserved to be respected. Because, man, things have changed, Bill. You know it. I mean, everybody knows it. Things have changed. Things are very different than they were even 5 years ago. But it seems like things have changed a lifetime just in the last, you know, 10 years.
You know, so, and I'm trying to figure out how they've changed, to what degree, how far it's gone, how much of a Petri dish, a social justice Petri dish they have become. One thing I've noticed, though, is when I walk up on a bunch of active duties nowadays, you know, they don't really want to talk to me. I don't get out there and say, hey, did you know I'm world famous? I just say, hey, I used to serve. I was here. And I'll try to ask them a couple of questions. And they seem quite, you know, when I used to run into, as I would refer to me now, an old timer, you know, it'd be interesting to find out what it was like when they were in. For me,
you know what? I'll tell you what, Bill, and I think I was probably the same kid that you're describing when I was in. I wasn't really interested in what the old timers had to say either. But I think I'm kind of at that age right now where I still remember what it was like to be that young. But I also remember that it wasn't interest. Like, I thought I had it all figured out. I was still so young that, you know, I thought I had all the answers. And it wasn't until I was, you know, probably in my early 30s that I realized, you know, I still have a lot to learn. And I started, you know, gaining some of that wisdom that I think you get when you finally just accept that you don't have it all figured out. And that was about the age when I wanted, you know, to sit and speak and learn from the old timers. So I can kind of get it that the young bucks, they're just not interested. You know, they're having the time of their life, you know, and they think they've got it all figured out. But, you know, they'll figure it out. They're going to really figure it out, you know, soon enough.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed with this kid, because he wasn't like being, you know, pulled in there by his dad against his will. This kid really, like, he wanted to ask the hard questions that most kids don't. Or even crazier, most kids don't have the opportunity to ask. So, like, I can't imagine that most of your listeners are thinking about joining the military. That's probably not the age group that, you know, the demographic that listen to your show. But I can guarantee you this. The people that do listen to your show have got a kid or a niece or a nephew or a next-door neighbor that's got a kid that wants to, you know, hit up a veteran or really wants to know what to do, but has no idea, you know, who to ask or how to ask. Because let's face it, the last guy you want to ask is a recruiter, right? I mean, it's true. Like, yeah. I got taken to task by my recruiter, and I don't know too many people that didn't. I mean, what was your experience?
My recruiter was a E7. Everything he told me up to a point happened. Of course, I think recruiters, their biggest job is to get you to the MEP station to go through all the protocol and everything and feel like you got some time invested in it. And nobody ever tells these kids that you're not a member of the military till you take the oath twice. Did you notice
no,
that?
I've got my jaw's on the floor. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You're not actually in it to win it until you take the oath the second time. That's why they give you the oath twice at the MEP station.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So, there was a lot of things I wanted to do because I joined after the barracks were bombed in Beirut. And I was convinced this is going to be one of these holy jihad wars where we're going to have to go over there. And if they're going to, if there's going to be a lot of this stuff going on, I would rather be stepping over bodies of the replacements than people stepping over me. So I figured if I went in, I would get trained. And my full suite of things I intended to do was complete combat arms.
Okay.
But I was completely colorblind.
Oh.
So I had, they had to make a little special exception for me. And I did get into combat units. I was served in frontline units, but I was not in combat arms. Although I cross-trained an awful lot in it and did a lot of things that a lot of people in my branch did not do. But my branch was signal.
Okay.
Because that was the closest I could get to it to be in the combat arena, and I didn't want to be on a forward deployed unit and work like in the postal office or, you know, be a cook. I wanted to be out there if something was going on. I wanted to train, and I got to train. But yeah, it's a little bit like going to a used car lot when you're dealing with a recruiter.
You know, I'm glad that you bring that up because that was the first. It's so funny. That's kind of what I told the kid. I said recruiters are very similar to like car salesmen. You know, you're going to have good ones. You're going to have bad ones, but you need to know what you want before you step on the lot. Like, you've got to have an idea what you want to do before you go see a recruiter. They've got quotas. They've got a job to do. And it has nothing to do with what you want. Like, absolutely nothing to do with what you want. They're going to put you where they need to put you because they've got a quota to fill. They've got to make their bosses happy.
Let me get you to hold right there at the quota, and we'll expand on that. We got the long segment coming, and I won't talk nearly as much in the next segment. Talking about how you get the military experience, what to expect going into it. So, somewhat of a novel topic for some of you. This is something to share with your kids, your grandkids, your cousins, anybody that's got kids thinking about doing it. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipefitters Union, and this is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipefitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. Pipefittersunion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
With the announcement earlier today that Anthony Kennedy is stepping down from the Supreme Court, President Trump says he has a list of 25 conservative potential justices that he will nominate for the Supreme Court. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about the sort of person he would like to see nominated to the Supreme Court.
Someone who reads the Constitution as it was intended, is aware of the original intent of the framers of the Constitution, and understands basically that they wanted a very small government that did very little in the marketplace, and actually had a very modest and moderate foreign policy that made it difficult to go to war. We only went to war when Congress voted on it.
Reaction is still coming into Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley losing in his Democratic primary to a political newcomer. President Trump said, though, he was never a fan of Crowley.
I can't say that I'm disappointed because I was never a big fan, but he lost his election.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are trying to hook you up with a primer so that you can help. What do I hear? Here's something outside. Okay, that's fine. We're trying to help you out so when this young person comes to you with their earnest little faces saying, Mom, Dad, I want to join the military. What do you think it's going to be like? Here's some ideas for you. Joining me to help me with this, actually joining me to do it for me, is Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. So, when we last left off, we were talking about, you know, what, how the recruiter is going to do, what's best for the recruiter. And now we're in the Army now. We're in the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, something.
Well, Bill, I think we make a pretty good team doing this together. But,
sure.
You know, the thing about recruiters is most kids, they're intimidated by this recruiter. They see them as an authority figure. When really, you know, they're the used car salesman. But yeah, they're in a uniform, so they've got this like more respect for them, and they're easily persuaded by these recruiters. When really, and you're in the driver's seat. The number one, kids need to remember that they're in the driver's seat. Now, some kids may have more options than others, but at the end of the day, until you're done, you're not done. So the first thing that I tell everyone, and that I told this kid the other day, was you need to be honest with yourself, and you need to know what your goals are, because that there's nothing more important than what are you looking to achieve. Now, if you're just looking to get out of Dodge, or you're running from the law, or you know something along those lines, you're just looking for a change of scenery. It would be best if you still had, you know, some kind of goal in mind, but that might not be the case. But for anybody that's like really trying to make a good, you know, a good decision, it's very important that they know what they want. And what I mean by that, do you have a long-term plan? Are you looking to make a career? Are you looking for retirement with like, you know, lifelong benefits, or do you have short-term plans? You know, are you just looking for some, you know, college money or to gain some, you know, some quick skills like a, you know, a trade of some kind? Or do you just want to serve either country, you know, go get a tour in and say that, you know, you've done your part. Well, and that's all fine. I mean, all of these reasons are good reasons. I mean, heck, even running from the law is probably a good reason. But,
you know, when I was in the service, they still had it set up. I mean, I went into the service where some judges told these people, you can go to jail or you can join the Army, literally.
Right, right. I don't think it happens as much nowadays as it used to. I mean, that even happened when I joined.
Okay.
Really, that's probably one of the most important things right up front is what are you looking for? Because if you're looking for a career and you're just looking for a retirement, you can get that from the military no matter what job. You want to go be a cook? Okay, great. You can make that a career and you can make that a retirement. But most people that, you know, become, you know, a cook in the Army, you know, unless they're working on, serving lunch for the president of the United States, you know, they're not going to have career options when they get out of the Army as being a cook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you've got to really put that kind of thought into it. I mean, if you're just wanting to do 4 years and get that college money, boom, it doesn't matter what the job is. That would be beneficial if you did something that you learned a little bit along the way, especially, you know, you want to go to med school and you're just looking for some college money. Well, cool. Be a corpsman. You're going to learn a little bit of something. You know,
right.
become a medic. You're going to learn a little bit of something. But one thing I kept telling this kid is like, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, you know, I haven't got that figured out yet. And I'm like, well, that's the first things first.
Right.
And he did know that he didn't want to make it a career. And I'm like, well, the number one, like a lot of people go into it. Hey, I just want to go do a cool job. Well, how do you define a cool job? Well, I want to go to the war and I want to get in gunfights. All right, great. And man, I've been there. I've checked the block. I've done my part. But really, if you want to go be an infantryman, there really aren't a lot of jobs for you when you get out.
Right.
You know, most of the guys that I've known that have kind of gone that route, you know, a lot of them have struck out and like, you know, used just the discipline and, you know, skills that they've gained, but to start their own businesses. But a lot of them, you know, their skills don't translate to the civilian world. Then they have a hard time kind of readjusting. And that might not have been like, you know, the best thing for them, but have a plan. You know, if you're looking for a career after you get out, well, what can you do? You know, electronics, that's a good route. If you, you know, want to get into signals, man, that's a good one. Now, most likely you're going to be working, you know, at a communication center or an intelligence center, or you're going to be in the beltway, but you can get out and make a tremendous amount of money. If you want to go, you know, heck, if you want to be a mechanic, well, you know, it's, you know, you, those kind of skills do translate to the civilian world. But no matter what it is, you need to think through it, because unless you're going to make the military a career, and even then, that career is 20 years long. When you get out, you know, and you're 38, you got a whole life ahead of you. So maybe you should put some thought into that early, but have an idea, because that time's going to go back quickly. And then, you know, where do you go from there? And that is probably one of the biggest things that, you know, I told this kid. And I mean, I went into a lot more detail. He probably sat in my office for 2 hours before he left. And he was like, man, you've given me so much to think about. How much time do we have before we go to break again, Bill?
We have 3 minutes.
All right, cool. The next thing, and I can kind of get into the details when we come back from break, was you got to put a lot of thought into what branch do you want to go into, because they're very, very different. You know, if you want a really high quality of life, but you don't really care about making rank very quick, you go to the Air Force. It's a lot harder to get into, but they treat you great, you live well, you eat well, but you don't make rank very quickly.
Nope.
You know, if you want to make rank really quickly, but you don't care about your quality of life, you go to the Army, because you're going to make rank really quickly. But in the big picture, most Army bases are in, like, armpit of America.
Yeah, they are.
Not really in great places, but that's the trade-off. And then, if you just need to live on a beach, well, you can look at the Marine Corps, you can look at the Navy.
Yep.
The same thing, you're going to make rank fairly quickly in both of those, but now you're looking at a different type of deployment. You know, do you want to go the special operations route? Do you want to stay, you know, normal? And, I can dig into those. You know, when
one thing I think we ought to point out, though, is when a young person joins the military and they come back, if they do that one term, that one enlistment, when they come back, they look at life a whole lot different than their peers in their age group. In their age group, there's none of this. There's none of this snowflakery that's going on. There's none of this overly hyped reactions, OMG, and all this other stuff. They understand the true nature of a real problem, and that's what makes them attractive to hire, because they're also very highly personally motivated. They like being given something, and they like being given a chance to excel at it. So.
And typically, they're going to show up on time or ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get the job done. They're disciplined. You know, they're definitely skills that you're going to pick up from the military. Well, most people will, regardless of what branch or how long you've served. True story.
Yeah. So, you know, even on the other hand, if you've been a rifleman, the last thing you want to think about is being a cop. Because being a rifleman in combat is not the same thing as stopping somebody. So it's a whole different coming out of the civilian world. And I want to ask you in the next segment about that when we get back.
Okay.
Because that just real quick before we expand on everything. Pipefitters Union, they got a new T-shirt coming out tomorrow. The battle flag coming out for the 4th of July. This is a subtle declaration of what you stand for, which is the epitome of being a pipe hitter. You don't talk real loud, and everybody hopes you don't have to get real loud. We'll be right back. Lincoln Osiris is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I want to really quickly tell you a quick story that happened to me when I got out. When I got out of the military, I went into the beer business, on the route business, because I didn't want to work in a building. I wanted to be out on my own, right? It wasn't quite exactly the way I thought it was, but I had an incident twice. I was sort of tested. So you were in the Army, right? So, you know, that kind of thing. The second time I was tested by this one guy who, this was his second time testing me. He and his little partner had already done it, and I had already threatened to, you know, just leave them there and let them handle what they messed up or allowed me to mess up when I told them I was going to mess it up. I'm going down the road in this beer truck, and this guy, we're 1,000 meters from our next stop, right? I know where it's at. I know exactly where it is. And we're 1,000 meters away from there, and he wants me to be in the other lane this early, and it's, you know, I'm looking behind me, and there's a vehicle in the way. So I didn't get over, and then he decided he was going to start calling me stupid. So as soon as I could, I swung it in not only into that lane, but into the median, and I popped the air brake and threw him into the dash, and then I pulled him real close to me and said, if you ever get personal with me again, I'm going to get so personal, you're going to redefine what you think that word means. When you get out of the military, it's a little different coming back into the world of being a civilian, isn't it?
Well, I can definitely tell you, I have a very different level of patience. That is for sure. I don't put up with people's BS like I would have prior to enlistment. That's for sure.
Right. And yeah. for most people, they don't really understand that. Now, on one hand, for a guy who is a paratrooper. When you're out there, a problem for a paratrooper is when your primary canopy doesn't open and you're 800 feet above the ground. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
What isn't a problem is, like in my case, the biggest problem I had was like that particular day, they'd already been giving me all this junk because I didn't think we needed this and I didn't think we needed that. And they were like, don't you want them to help Milwaukee's best light? And I was just thinking, is this what you guys worry about? Whether they've got enough Milwaukee's best light, isn't that sort of sad to even admit we carry that? You know, it's a beer drinker. But anyway, so that sort of changes a few things about you. But, I mean, when you get out of the service, I mean, even while you're in the service and going through all these other things, coming out is a little bit of a it's another experience. Going in is an experience. Coming out is an experience. Although, if I was old enough to do it, or young enough to do it, rather, I would do it all again.
You know, I wouldn't. It's weird for me to say that, and I know it's weird for me to say that, but I don't regret what I've done. And if I had to do it all again, I would. I wouldn't change anything.
Right.
But like, if I could just go back in right now, like, no, I've learned so much. I have done so many things. I owe everything I have and everything that I am to the time that I spent, you know, serving the country. But I think that I'm in a place now where I look at those young bucks and I'm like, it's your time. Like, man, I've got a lot of knowledge and wisdom that I could share, and I'd be good at this point in more of a, you know, a leadership position.
Right.
But my time, you know, kicking in doors, it's, you know, it's over. And as bad as I don't want to admit that, there are guys, you know, that are just younger and stronger and that are more capable of, you know, the things that, you know, to do the things that I was before, you know, a skull fracture and 5 shoulder surgeries and 2 spinal fusions. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, the time when we're capable of doing that kind of stuff prior to, and if you do that kind of stuff, inevitably you're going to have those kind of things happen to you.
Right.
Inevitably. It's just a matter of time. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that I used to do at Fort Campbell for kicks, you know, most people would look at me and think I'm sort of insane about that part of it. But I'm sure you would. I'm sure nobody ever came. Do you know what stay bowing is?
I don't think so.
Stay bowing is, nobody ever explained this to me because, you know, I was at Fort Campbell, Air Mobile, Air Assault, mm-hmm. sir. They had this thing called stay bowing, and it's, the acronym stands for something, but it's basically where you hook up to the bottom of a, you know, a tied off rappelling line on a Blackhawk, and it lifts off,
okay.
and you're just dangling under the helicopter.
Right.
I don't know what the purpose of that could possibly be unless there was a need for me to be dangling off the helicopter or if some, you know, officer and one of the bunny lieutenants thought that would be good training. I don't know. But I did that a lot, and I did some other things, and I mean, couple times they would come in and, you know, misjudge that touchdown a little bit. And they might hit me still going forward. And instead of doing a light touchdown, all of a sudden I'd be doing the face front drag.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No. Another time I ran down, I did an Australian rappeller down a hill, and they told me it looked like I misjudged the stretch of the rope. They told me it looked like Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner when the coyote hits the bottom and the little puff of dust comes up because they always show it from above. Nothing compared to what you did, but I mean, that's the nature of the beast, though, isn't it? When you get into that, you're going to be doing, it really is true, you do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, tell that as a joke, but, you know, that probably is, you know, fairly accurate. I think that's a really accurate, you know, statement to make. I, you know, we're talking about like just injuries and things that our bodies have gone through. And it just brings me back to another comment that I made to this kid a couple of days ago. And I told him, you know, just as important, like everything comes down to you got to go into it knowing what you want. Like you have to take responsibility for what you want to achieve. What do you want to get out of it? But you also need to realize that whatever you do in the military, it's going to take a toll on you as well.
Right.
So, and I know this better than a lot of people. Now, luckily for me, I gained a very, very specialized set of skills that is worth a lot of money. And, you know, I was able to take that from the military and get paid very well to do that. But for the federal government, but through other, you know, other routes. And a lot of people won't have that option. But I couldn't emphasize more to this kid that ask the questions, every rabbit down the rabbit hole, ask all the questions you can, get a very good understanding beforehand. Don't commit to anything until you feel good about it. Don't let someone strong arm you into making a commitment that you're not ready to make. you know, you've got to weigh the short game, the long game. What are you trying to accomplish? Like I said, you just want that college money. Cool. Get in and get out. Do your part. And, you know, you've earned it. Now you're not asking for a free education. A lot of these millennials are nowadays. You know, you've earned it. But are you looking for a career or retirement? No matter what these kids decide to do, there couldn't be anything more important than knowing what you're trying to achieve and understanding how to achieve that goal through your service. You're going to come out of the service on the other end with a different set of skills, lifestyle changes, mm-hmm. opportunities that you wouldn't have had before. You're going to have different kind of respect for yourself, a different kind of discipline that most of your peers at that age won't have.
Won't even understand.
Right. And you can take that ball and run with it, but it all starts before you ever even consider signing on the line. So, I mean, I could probably write a book about this, and I bet somebody probably has written a really good book. You know,
yeah, but you should write that.
And I would love to write a book, but I don't have time to do the things that, you know, yeah, most of the things that I really need to do. But
speaking about time, we're just about out of time. But
so,
I'll tell you this, for me, the military service was the biggest challenge I had faced up to that moment and the most rewarding one. And, I remember it fondly. But I get a kick out of going over it with you. So, back again tomorrow, 21 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. My thanks to Lincoln Osiris Pipefitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.